Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Note, all of Hidaya's arts featured in this article is her sole intellectual property and is not to be replicated or used without her consent. It's 2021 and we're in the middle of a pandemic, how are people still expecting things for free? Freelance artists put themselves out there with the hopes of their art getting its due recognition and also helping them financially. But however, the downside to this is some people think they can approach these artists and expect their work for free and use the "you're not even a professional" trope to their defense. Twitter user Hidaya at HDYHHMDN shared her experience on Twitter where she was approached by netizens requesting her art and expecting it for free. Netizen, are you selling this? Hidaya, I'm not selling this, sorry. But, if you're planning to give commission for any photos, I'm okay with that as I'm currently on leave. Netizen, how much is this? Hidaya, this is in A5 size, RM10 per head. Netizen, this seems overpriced for the A5. Can I get the A5 one for RM5? Hidaya, sorry sis, I can't help you. Netizen, if you want people to pay you, I think you better lower your price. Just my 2 cents. Another netizen not only questioned the need to even pay but even said the prices Hidaya charges is too much as she's not even a professional. Netizen, draw me way. Hidaya, ha ha ha, would you like to commission? Netizen, must I pay? Hidaya, it's exhausting if everyone just asks for my art for free. Netizen, if that's the case, how much will it be? Netizen, isn't that too expensive? You're not even a professional yet. Hidaya, I knew that, do you think it's easy to do this? Maybe if you try it yourself, only then you'll know if it's cheap or not. I use a high-quality pen, thick paper plus it's also time-consuming. Hidaya added in her Twitter thread saying that if over 200 people view her art and expect it for free, how would she survive? Speaking to World of Buzz, Hidaya said that this isn't the first this has happened and the reason she even tweeted these interactions was simply because she had reached her patience limit. How does this make you feel as an artist? Hidaya added that she feels really sad as a lot of effort, money and time goes into each artwork she makes and sometimes people don't really see it but she wishes they at least acknowledge it. Honestly, when they start to complain the price is too high and I am not yet a professional, I start to question my worth and I felt super insecure. As a self-taught artist through YouTube and TikTok, Hidaya said that if not the support from her family and friends, she would have quit arts years ago. She wishes that people not only appreciate the artwork she makes but any art-related work made by artists out there. If you wish to get art commissioned by Hidaya, you can view her masterpieces on her Instagram account at HeidiArts. At the end of the day, no one wishes to do their job for free. How do we expect to cultivate art and artists if we don't pay them what they are worth? Also read, pen and paper are cheap, woman demands lower price for customized portraits from artist. Source, Twitter source, Instagram, HeidiArts source, Twitter source, Instagram, HeidiArts. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.